Millions of low-income working families don't belong to the formal banking system in this country. They cash their paychecks at convenience stores and keep their savings at home. Now, some banks are going after low-income residents with new services and the promise of climbing up the economic ladder. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports from Washington, D.C.
Just a few blocks from Washington's Union Station is H Street, a bustling neighborhood of discount stores and fast food restaurants. One thing you notice here is all the places willing to take your paycheck, from grocery and liquor stores to commercial check cashers every few blocks. Natalie Rollins and her husband walk out of Ace Cash Express. She says she's had some trouble with money.
I had a bank account, but I owed some money when I was in school, and they garnished my bank account. They garnished my check. They held my money in the bank, and, that's one thing I didn't like.
Today, the couple paid $12 to cash their paycheck. That doesn't seem like much, but it's about 3% of their income, just to access their cash. But the way the Rollins figure things, it's cheaper to pay this fee than face the penalties she owes at her old bank.
Because I don't have the money to pay no one right now. I have bills to take care of, my children, and the jobs are up and down right now. So, I just don't have it right now.
There are about 10 million families like the Rollins in the United States, families who pay high costs to conduct financial transactions, who find saving for the future nearly impossible, and who are more vulnerable to unexpected money troubles, such as illness or job loss. Experts say there are two solutions to the problems facing the unbanked. One is education. Not far from the check casher is the Developing Family Center, a blue and white single-story building that feels like a YMCA inside. On this day, Colleen Daly teaches about a dozen people. All these students have high debt, and most stay away from banks. Today's lesson is about how to file a tax return.
All right, so everybody did their homework?
Yes.
So let's start with the income tax quiz. Who can tell me what marginal tax rate is?
The goal is to get people like Tyrone a leg up. 45-year-old medical worker, Tyrone is a big guy with a hearty laugh. He asked that his last name not be used, as did the other students here. Tyrone was raised by an elderly grandmother who lived through the Great Depression of the 1920s.
During the time she was raised, I think because of the bank's failing, that she had no trust of the banks. And that was transformed to me and my niece. We really didn't see a need for banks.
Tyrone's grandmother hid her money in little envelopes that she tucked around the house.
Many times, as she got older, she would hide money and she would forget where she put it. And, we would tear the house up looking for it. Yeah, most of the time we found it.
In recent years, Tyrone has had financial trouble. Now he's figuring out a few things.
I'm learning how to manage my money, something that I really didn't learn as a youngster. And I think that's going to help me a lot.
Teacher Colleen Daly says many working poor have good reasons to avoid banks. They don't have enough money to maintain a minimum balance for a checking account, and they never learn how to keep their records straight.
Many people have had problems because they don't know how to balance a checkbook or they just don't take the time to do it. Then they incur high fees, and they view it as a very expensive way to manage their money.
Daly says that besides education, another solution is using technology to help the unbanked. Technology like debit cards, direct payroll deposit, and online banking.
Part of what I'm trying to do is introduce people more gradually to the technology, and technology is really key to bringing down the cost of banking services.
Some big banks also see new markets in the unbanked. Fleet, Shore Bank of Chicago, and Citibank now offer accounts with no checks, no minimum balance, and a debit card. With debit cards, it's much harder to overdraw or get into trouble. Colombian-born Andrea Peck runs Citibank's branch in Washington's Adams Morgan neighborhood. She says the bank has recently started a new kind of account designed for low-income residents and recent immigrants who want to move ahead.
They get the checking account, and they also get the debit card, regardless whether they have credit history or not credit history. You do have the availability to send all your payments via the online system with Citibank.
Electronic banking cuts down on fees that people pay to check cashing stores, while having a bank account makes it easier to save money. Under this deal, customers pay their bills by computer at each branch or the public library. Ernest Skinner is Citibank's vice president for community relations in Washington. He says that Citibank is willing to take a chance on the working poor for one very good reason.
Some people would say, well, why won't you go after the low-hanging fruit, you know, meaning upper-income people? The reality is that everybody has done that. Everybody has milked that, okay? So just looking at where there's a customer base to be developed, because the person who may be poor today won't necessarily be poor tomorrow.
It's that goal of moving up that attracts working people like Tyrone.
My immediate goal is to get out of debt and to raise my credit scores, and my secondary goal, I guess, would be to buy a home.
For Tyrone and many other working poor, the first step is getting a bank account. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneedler in Washington.